wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into today's show. This Hump Day, Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Spring is coming. Summer will be here soon. You will have all kinds of family members calling, wanting to come up to beautiful Northern Michigan to spend the weekend with you because they love you so very much. Well, it may not be reciprocal. So what you're going to do is you're going to call Northern Michigan RV, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Very, very simple. 989-448-8700. Tell them Trucker Randy told you to call. Tell them the type of vehicle you have. I don't care if it's a small car, a small SUV, a small pickup truck. Whatever you have, call them and tell them what you drive. Now, based on what you own, based on what you drive already, what small travel trailers, campers, would be towable with my vehicle? Knowing what you have, and even better yet, if you give them the VIN number, they will know exactly what engine you have, what transmission you have, what rear end you have. They'll know everything about your vehicle. They then will take that information and cross-reference against their inventory. They then will tell you, we have four travel trailers, small campers for you to come and look at. You go down, they have new and used ones for sale that your vehicle that you currently own can tow. Sit down, ask them to meet any prices that are out there from these spring RV shows. They will match any price out there. Get the lowest price possible. Have them shop around based on your credit score and your income. They will look at credit unions. They will look at banks. They will look at savings and loans. They will look at all their sources for financing and get you the best interest rate over the longest period of time to be able to get a trailer, a small camper. If you're a veteran, before you close the deal, mention you're a veteran, get $500 cash off. That's a thank you from Tony and his team for serving our country. You get the travel trailer, the camper, you bring it home, you put it in your driveway, You have the license plate on it, so the little zoning ordinance officer won't give you a ticket. You plug it in with a 110 outlet on your front porch or on the side of your garage, wherever you can plug in 110, and you now have a motel room. Those family members come up. Maybe you have more than you have room for. Well, a couple can go out and sleep in your travel trailer. Less than $5 a day, they can get you a great unit. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Call 989-448-8700. Tell them the actual vehicle you already own. They'll take care of you. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No home bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the bed, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us at no 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Yesterday's third hour, in the first half, I read a story that was written by Patrice Johnson, Michigan Fair Election Integrity Organization. In the second half hour, I read Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop's response regarding to what she's doing in Antrim County, cleaning up the qualified voter files, working with the local township clerks. Well, this story has broken all over the media, especially here in northern Michigan. I've been told that 9 and 10 News is making Victoria Bishop sound like she's corrupt. This is total bullcrap. Nice work, Vicky. This came from Robert in Presque County. Well, as a follow-up, MLive yesterday morning came out with a story. Election officials allege Northern Michigan clerk's, quote, corrective audit, end quote, is canceling voter registrations. Well, first of all, the only voter registrations as County Clerk Victoria Bishop has removed is 12 dead people. And per the Qualified Voter File Manual of the State of Michigan, page 9 of Chapter 4, it clearly states that county clerks, as of January 1st, 2023, can remove dead people. It's right in their rules. The other registrations, Vicky has flagged and has emailed to the township clerks within Antrim County, telling them about the postcards that she got from the state of Michigan. One of their approved vendors, Election Source, printed up the cards that's in their qualified voter manual. The postcards came. Vicky started going through the qualified voter files. If people hadn't voted in the last two major elections, which is actually six elections, you have potentially May, August primary, November general, for two full election cycles, she mailed them this postcard. And the postcard simply asked for verification. Did you get the postcard? Because I mailed it to your house. Did you fill it out and return it? That yes, I still live here, and yes, I still want to be on the voter files, even though I haven't voted in the last two major elections. And then she moves on. If the postcard comes back, no such addressee, not deliverable, she flags it. She then puts it on a spreadsheet for that township clerk, and then she emails the spreadsheet to the clerk saying, hey, you need to look at these people that are on your qualified voter files in your township. Well, the story comes from Lindsay Moore of MLive, Antrim County, Michigan. A Northern Michigan clerk is being accused of canceling or changing voters' registrations based on voter participation. She's defending her actions as a, quote, corrective audit. Michigan's Bureau of Elections sent a letter to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop saying her actions, quote, fall outside the scope of your statutory authority and fail to comply with the law, end quote. Well, the Bureau of Elections alleged Bishop was canceling voter registrations based on their failure to vote in the last two major elections, according to the April 14th letter from the Bureau to the clerk Bishop. The Bureau also accused Bishop of changing registration without delegation from their local jurisdictions and not recording it properly in the system. The Bureau letter outlines Michigan's election laws that a county clerk's duty, quote, does not include voter registration maintenance, end quote, and expressly states those are the duties of the city and township clerks. That's exactly what she's doing. She's not changing the qualified voter files. She's informing the township and city clerks that they need to do it. Story goes on. Registration confirmation and cancellation notices are only to be sent when a local clerk can reliably verify a voter has moved out of the voting jurisdiction. The Bureau demands Bishop answer for acting on information she did not independently verify. Antrim County, home to Torch Lake, Elk Rapids, Bel Air, has been embroiled in election controversy since 2020. Bishop, a Republican, was first elected in 2024 on a platform of cleaning up Antrim County's voter roll. Bishop sent a response letter to the Bureau of Elections, to MLive, and other local newspapers on April 19th. Bishop called the Bureau's letter, quote, a sophisticated procedural disagreement regarding the execution of mandatory list maintenance, end quote. Bishop maintains that sending notices for registration, confirmation, or cancellation was a trigger to get individual voters to respond as the, quote, ultimate form of independent verification, end quote. She defended this as an urgent action to do before the May elections. In her statement, Bishop said, the high volume activity is a corrective audit, not a disenfranchisement effort. She went on to say that local clerks lack the resources to identify deceased individuals or those who have relocated out of the county. Therefore, county level intervention was necessary. Clerk Bishop points to the 2020 elections. Quote, failure to correctly update ballot tabulators that fueled widespread mistrust in Antrim County, end quote. Clerk Bishop said her campaign platform to remove deceased individuals and non-residents from the rolls serves as the operative framework for her administrative actions. Back in 2020, Antrim County became the center of claims of voter fraud, pushed by the Trump campaign, after unofficial results posted the morning after the election mistakenly showed Biden winning Antrim County ahead of Trump in the right-leaning county. The figures were soon corrected, and election officials later said the mistake involved a clerk's failure to update the tabulator software, resulting in a hand count. Well, in both 2020 election as well as 2024, Antrim County voted for Donald Trump with over 61% of the vote. Very, very interesting. Well, many of you know that's the campaign platform she ran on. Restore election integrity in Antrim County. Get rid of the dead people and the people who no longer live in our county off the qualified voter files. One thing they don't know, Victoria Bishop has a degree in business administration with minors in finance and accounting. She knows how to read a manual. She sat down because she got no training from the previous clerk who she defeated in a runoff election in November, getting 62%, even more than Donald Trump did, compared to 38 for the previous clerk that ran the 2020 election. She sat down and read the manual. She spent all of last year, 2025, preparing to do this. And last fall, she started going through the qualified voter files township by township, including the villages in Antrim County. Going through each township and village, she was looking at the qualified voter files and she identified the people who hadn't voted in the last two major elections. Using the card, the postcard that was approved by the Michigan Bureau of Elections and printed up by one of their approved vendors, Election Source, she requested 12,000 postcards, potentially in preparation for mailing half of the registered voters. But when she actually started going through some of the townships were very clean. They only had 5 or 10% of their registered voters that even triggered a postcard because they hadn't voted in the last two elections. But then getting the cards back, no, we still live here. We were too busy in the last two elections to vote. We forgot to vote. We didn't like the candidates, whatever the reason is. She puts it on a spreadsheet, sends it to the local clerk, and says, this is what I got back from your people on these postcards. Review it, make a determination, and take the final actions as you see fit. She's got copies of the emails to the local clerks with the spreadsheets attached that she's already forwarded to Jonathan Brader. Here's who I emailed. Here's the spreadsheets I sent them. This is what I put in their court. She's already answered Jonathan Brader before the deadline of tomorrow, Thursday, April 23rd. She sent him some information on Monday. She sent him some additional emails from to the clerks that she sent from her office to the local clerks yesterday. Now she's waiting for his response. But they are blowing this letter from Jonathan Brader, completely giving it way too much credibility in the media. Of course they are. Why? Because Victoria Bishop got elected with Donald Trump on November 5th, 2024. Why? Because she's doing exactly what she said she was going to do when she ran for office. Restore election integrity in Antrim County. Getting rid of dead people and people who no longer live in our county because they've moved. Working with her local clerks is how she's doing it. So, the information has been sent to Jonathan Brader. We'll see what his response is. We'll continue to follow the story and update you as we get more details. But this is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And Victoria Bishop knew she was going to be taking a lot of heat for doing this because the Democrats don't like dead people being removed from the qualified voter files. Why? Because some of them, even though they're dead, they actually voted in the November 24 election. Absentee ballots went out somewhere, and somebody voted on these dead people registrations ballots. They were returned by mail. We don't know who voted on them, but they did. And she is absolutely determined to clean up the files for this year's election in her county. Actually, in my opinion, other county clerks should follow her lead. But they're too afraid of Jocelyn Benson and Jonathan Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections in Lansing. Well, one county clerk isn't afraid of them. On the hour news break, hour number two, we'll be right back.